Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hi folks, it's Tino here, host of the Celtic Exchange. Regular listeners to the show will know that in addition to the Celtic Exchange Weekly, we also provide extra podcasts throughout the week with pre- and post-match episodes for every Celtic game to subscribers over at the Celtic Exchange Plus. With it being Cup Final Week, we've recorded a special extended episode ahead of Sunday's game, and what you're about to hear is the opening section of that to give you a flavour of the additional shows that we produce. So on that note, enjoy here the early exchanges from our Cup Final special. And if you like what you're hearing and want to listen to the show in full, then you can do so right now, absolutely free, with our 7-day pass, which takes less than 2 minutes to sign up for, at theCelticExchange.com/signup. And in the meantime, enjoy the show.
The Celtic Exchange, a fresh insight on Celtic Football Club.
Celtic head to Hampden on Sunday, with Ange Postecoglou's side targeting the first silver round of the season as they go head-to-head for the second time this year with Michael Beale's Rangers. This is Tino with a special extended League Cup final preview here on the Celtic Exchange Plus, and I'm joined for this one by James and Paddy. Lads, kickoff's getting ever closer. How are you feeling about it all? Paddy, I'll come to you first.
The standard kind of feeling as it's been for probably a good 10 years, just obviously not 10 years of having these games, but coming into these games maybe in the last 5-6 years, I'm just quietly confident. I think this team has enough about it to feel confident as well. And the football that's on display at the moment, we've spoken the weekly shows that there's still another level from this team, and I think that's frightening for anyone.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. James, what were you, any pre-match nerves, or is that just a myth thing? He was terrified by the sounds of it.
I think myths had them since Christmas or before, aye? Just the way he does it. No, very relaxed about it all. Ange gives you that power to be relaxed because he approaches it in such a methodical, professional manner. We couldn't have been better prepared for this game if we'd tried, in terms of the form we're on. The players are back, there's no significant injuries around, there's a real big squad to pick from, and they're all chasing each other's places, so that competition has raised standards. So don't get me wrong, Sunday morning I'll be bag of nerves for sure, but I'm very, very confident there's a significant result coming up for Celtic on Sunday.
That's interesting. I mean, nobody can deny, Paddy, that we are in a very good place. The results say it, the mood of the camp. You know, we've heard from Ange this week and we'll get to that shortly. Heard from Callum McGregor. We are in a good place, and listen, here's my first cliche of what will probably be several today, but the whole form book thing going out the window, I'm not so sure it applies. I think Celtic are flying and it's going to take something special to stop us on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think when you look at all the factors that come into play on Sunday, there's been many kind of used across the season. We kind of look at something like VAR, we look at the way some referee decisions have went against us, and we look at apparently coming up against the second strongest team in the country, and you know, they've still not stopped us. Nothing stopped us bar St Mirren this year. I think that is a massive sign that we know what the task is at hand for every single game. It's not to say that they'll get carried away. I've never seen players so grounded other than this, like Dan, this squad. When you look at the likes of Greg Taylor when he was being interviewed last week, and you look at the likes of obviously our captain, Callum McGregor, they know how much this means to the fans, but also how much it means to themselves as well. And they're trying just to make sure that everyone knows that they're focused for it. And that all comes from one man, and that comes from our manager.
Yeah, and there's a really unified message, whether it's Ange himself, Greg Taylor, Callum McGregor, Carter Vickers was speaking last week, John Kennedy. Everybody's on the same page here, and it's really refreshing to see. Okay, let's take a look at the agenda for today before we get started. So first off, we'll take a look at Ange's pre-match comments as he spoke to the media at Hampden Park earlier in the week. We'll then take a look at each team's route to the final and the results that have taken us both to Hampden. Us both. I've put us in the Gillard, Paddy. That's, it doesn't sit well at all. Anyway.
Us be them.
We'll continue. That lot.
That lot.
Then we'll assess Celtic in terms of who's available to Ange and who might get the nod for Sunday's lineup for the game. And we'll also take a short look at the opposition at this point and what we can expect from them. And finally, I'll be putting the lads here on the spot to get their big cup final scoreline predictions. So let's get things started with Ange's comments ahead of the game. Ange and Michael Beale were both at Hampden together, as you'll have seen in this kind of weird joint press conference photo call type thing. But they were then separated to go and carry out their own individual press conferences. It's all a bit strange overall, I would say. I mean, did you catch that, James? And what was your take on it?
Yeah, it was just very poorly managed. You know, we're hearing from producer Dave there. He's seen behind the scenes in these things. And it was just, it's what that standard's been run for a while. You know, just kind of sloppy and badly put together and no cohesion. You know, they sat them together and then didn't interview them together. You were saying it had been nice, probably seen like a kind of pre-boxing match kind of thing and let them go toe-to-toe. They were not doing that. So what was the point of that at all? I can understand the two of them out in the pitch, the cup there, whatever. That's a, you know, tried and tested if you want to get a photo op. But I thought Ange's press conference itself was just, you know, calmness personified.
Yeah. In terms of just the optics, to use the modern terminology, Paddy, I feel like we're just thinking about the picture of Ange and Michael Beale together. It was quite off-putting.
He had no interest in being there at all, did he? Like, it was a very, very forced environment. And to what end? That's what we're kind of all asking. Like, I when I first seen the pictures of eyes, like, I thought, you know, are we going to get them, the two of them getting a question, a Q&A here? No, just sit there for a picture, lads. Like, why?
that picture of Ange just staring into space.
The Hello Darkness My Old Friend thing just came into my head when I seen that.
Do you know
whereas Michael Beale was like, look at me with this guy.
There's a guy, I'll get your name to give me his credit. There was a guy on Twitter just nailed it as his name, so at 1888 BADR, Badr, he says, and I'll need to edit some language here, Badr, when you're on a half empty train and some person takes a seat next to you.
Aye. It was awkward all round. And yeah, to what end, Paddy? What's the point? Either let them go toe to toe or not at all. So, okay, so first off, Andrew's talking about how important it was for him to keep his emotions in check during a week like this and to prepare the team in the best possible way. So let's hear from the manager now.
I'm the manager of the football club. I'm not a fan, so our supporters don't expect me to have the same emotions that they do going to a big game like this. You know, they don't want me to be nervous and anxious or you know, angry or whatever it is that they feel at any particular time. They want me to be under control and make sure that I'm preparing the team well, and that's what they want from the team, and that's what we do, you know. And I think that's the way we've approached all our games, and you know, understand, like I said, even the games of consequence, such as the final, we've tried to go out there and play our football. Nothing really changes, you know. Like I said, the intensity will be up, the tempo will be up for sure, the atmosphere will be great, all those kind of things. And you know, you're dealing with human beings, so you know, so all the boys will have their emotions heightened, but within that context, they've still got to play our football.
So Paddy, I mean, Ange has the players very generally in a really good place just now, and you can imagine they'll have had a very good and very meticulous week of prep up at Lennox Town.
Yeah, as I said, I think maybe not so much from what we've heard from Ange, but from the other players, they've basically spoke about what the job is.
You've been listening to the League Cup Final Special, brought to you by the Celtic Exchange Plus. If you're enjoying the show and want to continue listening, then you can do so in less than 2 minutes by starting your free 7-day trial of the Celtic Exchange Plus right now at thecelticexchange.com/signup. In addition to the League Cup Final Special, you can also enjoy the post-match podcast, which will be available shortly after the final whistle blows at Hampden, as well as our full back catalogue of shows. So head to thecelticexchange.com/signup now, and we'll see you on the other side.
Sports Social Podcast Network.